Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome the Osage Mineral Council regular meeting Wednesday, March 22nd. I'd like to call the meeting to order, welcome everyone here, and if you would stand, I'd like to do a short prayer for us today. Let's get seated. Wakanda, Zink, and Datsi, Ulikinazi. Awate Nika Paki Ali, Nika Paki Wajaji Zani, Nikon Jiaaka. Shakawanan Ali Jinga Jing, help us from our eldest to our youngest. Watch over all of our families here today, Lord, and this presentation of our lives is not a reflection of heaven. It's something that we try to do to encompass all the things in this world to help us take care of our children's future. That is why it's so important, Lord, and it's always important to turn it over to you. We will fail as human beings. We have so many broken items inside of us, and it's only you that can fix those. I handle a lot of people who have sicknesses. I'm called upon a lot, Lord, and I never am the one that actually do it. It's always when they can have you come and give the hand of God on them. I've been called about some losses. I'm going to go take care of that. I want you to be with that family because they're going to have that pain that doesn't go away. They're going to have that loss of this elder who's always been in their lives. Lita was one strong woman, one proud mother, and one great grandmother. With that, we want to ask you to also help the ones that are in the hospital, our soldiers in the field. We need to come home. We need to start securing our homes again. We ask you to watch over their families who are so lonely without them that even the sun can barely help them in the morning. Awati Zani Wajaji Nikon Jiani Mi'a, we're banner of the sun people. We have been here for 10,000 years. We have had a prayer, Lord, that we used to pray that at the end of time there's going to be two people. One of them will be an Osage. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. Please have a seat. My dear, come roll call. Councilman Rick Horn will be in a few minutes. Councilman Rick, come see you.
Councilman Booth?
Here.
Councilman Fishwallace?
Here.
Councilman Crump?
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Here.
Councilwoman
Redcorn? Here. Councilwoman Redcorn?
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Councilman
Hayes? Present. Thank you very much. With that, I'd like to go into my accountant's report, Mr. Jim Swan. Fellow Senator, make sure you get your accountants here.
Yes,
sir. Start with our Osage information sheet for February. In February, we collected $3,176,382.76. Our average price per barrel of oil in January, $51.10 a barrel. Our average highest posted price for February was $50.08 a barrel. Today, that price is $43.76. Our average daily barrels of oil produced in January, 12,059 barrels. Our gross barrels produced in January, 373,961 barrels. Royalty barrels, 55,943. Our royalty barrels to our gross barrels, 14.96%. Our total oil royalty collected in February, $2,850,015. Our gas royalty, $292,886. Our tank bottoms royalty was $291. And that gives us a total oil and gas royalty collected in February of $3,153,192. And our bonus, average bonus for January was $1.82 a barrel average.
Thank you, Mr. Swan. Council, are there any questions? Thank you so much, Mr. Swan. We're going to go ahead and ask for the superintendent's report. And as soon as the nation's accounts get here, we'll have them go through their two accounts. Everyone happy with that? Okay, thank you. Mr. Swan, thank you very much. Anything you need to add?
No, thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. And with that, I'd like to ask the Deputy Superintendent, Mr. Winlock, would you please go right ahead for us?
Yes, for the month of February, there were 3,371 Berkshire run tickets reviewed and scanned. There were 11 Berkshire tank tables because of the Osage computer system. There were 155 trucking permits prepared. There were 35 leases checked for production primary term. There were 80 lease inspections. There were 60 lease inspection follow-ups. There were 9 gas meter calibration provings witnessed. There was 6 truck stops for permit checks. There were 2 tank trapping witnesses. There were 109 lease, landowner leasing meetings. There were 7 complaints responded to, 17 spills leaks inspected. There was 25 spills leaks inspected follow-ups. There were 69 tank skates. There was 40 calculations. There were 2 tank bottom removal witnesses. For oil and gas, there were leases approved was 1. There were 67 assignments approved. There was 5 division orders approved. There was 50 lease terminations. Producing wells for the month of February, there were 18,091, less 3,259 for saltwater disposal and other wells, giving a total of 14,832. Other minerals, leases sold last month under 214. 3 leases that sold the most was Candy Creek Crusher, APAC, and Casey Hinman. Sales reported per lease, Candy Creek Crusher, $13,035.50 tons for $6,748.13. APAC was $11,926.39 tons for $6,559.51. Casey Hinman, $3,743.45 cubic yards for $2,807.59. Schmidt Brothers was 344 cubic yards for $258. Number of requests for lease information was 20, for FOIA was 2, non-FOIA was 18. Branch of subsurface, there were 0 drilling permits approved. Approved workover permits was 13. Approved flooding permits was 2. Let's see. For EAs, for branch enforcement, there was 1 APD approved, received. On-site visits for EAs was 0. There was 4 EAs approved for 21 permits. And there was notice, there was 4 notice of action published for 21 permits. A number of non-compliance letters was 45. Non-production letters, 3. Number of extensions, there were 7. Remediation letters was 3. Final notices was 10. Spill closure letters, 46. And spill remediation reporting with acknowledgement letters was 7. And exemption approval was 1.
Anything to add, sir? Anything you can add to that?
Nope.
I have only one question. I want the council to realize on looking at the 22 months that we have 14,834 wells that long ago. Now look at the number we have reported today, 14,832. That's for your records. And also, I was looking at one other item, is that the saltwater disposal well is actually covering 3 of those. Is there any other questions, council?
Yeah, I just want a little clarification on the EAs approved for APDs. You had 21, and then 21 of them are in the notification period?
Yes.
How, they should come out, I mean, the 30 days, is, it will be up sometime this
yes.
next month early.
Yeah, some of them
all come
out
at the same time?
Right, I've already received notice, some of them's already up right now.
Okay, so actually, by next time, there'll be 21 new drilling permits
right,
out.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Council.
I noticed that we have an empty chair. May I ask where the superintendent is?
She has some personal matters she needs to take care of today.
Council.
I would like to ask if you're finished with the after-hours inspections of the Blue Stem Ranch.
You talking about for the land buyback?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Are any of these figures reflective of any of that work on that ranch? All right, thank you.
That's all land buyback numbers?
Yes.
Counsel, anything to add? Any questions? With that, I'd like to move on to our Osage Nation accountants, go over the C-395 and the S-510.
Good morning.
Good morning, Derek.
For the C-395 account, our current cash account has $144,816.69. Our February totals, we've drawn down half as of to date, and we have spent $279,415.93.
To date.
To date. Well, no, I'm sorry, into February. Not into March yet.
Counsel, do you have any questions? Hearing none, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you being here. Julie. S-510 and CD.
Good morning.
Morning.
For the month of February, we had an interest income of $162.72. Expenses were, the scholarships were paid out, $4,000. Currently in the checking account, there is $153,441.09. The CD holds $236,130.66.
Counsel, do you have any questions?
I didn't quite catch the
We'll call on you.
Which one?
$153,000. I didn't catch all the whole number.
$153,441.09.
She sent this days ago. Any other questions? With that, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
Under new business, New Frontier Drilling Production LLC. Sir, you have the floor. Accept that.
Chairman, Council. Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to thank you all for your assistance with the lease issues that we've been working here on, and I'll submit to whatever agreement that you all have presented to me.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate your help.
Did you get that well online?
Yes, sir, we did.
17th?
The...
Like by last Friday, I was flying home. I was just wanting to know.
We got it on the, we got it on the bottom on the 17th and pumped it, approved it on the 18th.
Council, do you have any questions? Please.
Well, I have a little bit of clarification that I thought of after we talked to him last time.
Right.
This one we're talking about, really, the one that they drilled, according to CFRs, and this is primary term that you were talking about here, right? Being your primary term was coming up.
Yes, sir.
On it. If you drilled a well and doing substantial work toward that, the superintendent can grant, with the direction of the Minerals Council, can grant an extension if you've already done the work. It's 226.9B, I think, and I thought of that later, that if they're already doing the drilling, the primary term doesn't necessarily have to be over with. They can be extended for the time.
For clarification, this is not a new drill. It was a reentry.
That's correct.
But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You were getting it online. You were making progress on that. There are several things that can go into that: finding the market, completing the well, getting it actually oil in the tank, that sort of thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we didn't have to actually deal with that. So it's your other one that you have not started on that we need to be helping you with today.
Okay. Well, Saturday.
Is that correct,
yes.
Deputy?
Yeah, as long as he's working on the well and gives us the reason why, maybe whether it's a market issue or whether, you know, he may be working on, waiting on a company to come out and do something, as long as they're working on it, we can give an extension on it.
I didn't think of that from driving home last day when I talked to you about this. Wait a minute, that one's golden anyway for you. And I think, you know, well, along with the Mendel's Castle and the superintendent agreed, and I think we were all wanting to help you, so we would make that request to the Mendel's Castle, or to the superintendent, that extension on that of time. Now, you have to pay the rent. There was a bunch of stuff in there about paying your, keeping your rental up on it before you get an extension. But, so, okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
If we've got the oil producing on that well, does that quarter section, we're good? Okay, so if we pay rent on the other one, and Paul Albert was there watching us, witnessing the production on that well, he wanted to go down and see if we could get the other well started in pumping. And we were successful in getting it started in pumping, but we have further work to do on that one.
Did you get anything into the tank?
Not on the second well.
How long will it take you?
I'd like to say soon.
Answer soon. Yes.
Was that on, you talking about second well, is that on this?
It's in section 30.
But is it one quarter, do you have one well producing in that quarter?
In section 19, we have one producing, in section 30, that's what we're working on now.
Okay, so you don't have anything producing in section 30?
That's correct.
But are you working on it?
We are working on it.
As long as you continue to work on it, then we can give you time to finish it.
Thank you, Superintendent, we appreciate that. Counselor, do you have any more questions? With that, you're in good hands. We appreciate you, and you're ready, Jeff.
Thank you, Chairman.
So you do need to apply for the extension on the primary term, correct?
Yes, I only request that you give us something in writing requesting that extension of time.
Okay, can I meet over at your office later?
Sure.
We'll get him there as quick as humanly possible.
And pay your rent if that hasn't been done, you know, yearly around $300. Pay that to.
Yeah, you just pay $1 an acre or $2 an acre, whatever, if you got a combination, or if it's just one or gas, and you'll pay.
That was gonna be my next question, is it a combination lease?
Yes, sir.
Then you don't have to worry about it, because you already took care of it once you get that sales out on 29. Thank you so much. Let's move on down to our agenda. I'm going to ask for a resolution to sponsor the City of Ponca. Mr. Vandenberg came to us on the Friday the 10th. What we would like is a resolution to allow us to waive the permitting process for the nation. It's going to be over there at the casino of Ponca City. They're not going to have any sales, and we're going to have to upgrade that line for you guys anyway. So we're going to allow Ponca City to go ahead and do it. You don't see any problem there? Council? Yes.
I so moved. They're not here today. We need to make sure that all we're doing is getting permission to dig their holes and set your poles. As far as an easement, they have to deal with somebody else.
Well, actually, it goes to the Bureau for requests. They come to us. We'll release them from that responsibility. It goes back to the Bureau. We have a paper trail to take care of that. I do it often.
Okay. I was talking about an easement from the Osage.
That's their problem. People. That's not
That's what I mean. That's
yeah.
not
Yeah, all. We're permitting only. Let's keep
going. That was my point.
Yes, sir.
We're just permitting it.
Okay. Sir.
The digging of the holes.
And I'm going to have Mr. Vandenberg contact Ken. Does that sound good, Lacey? Okay. With that, we have a motion on the floor. I need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Chichewala. No discussion. Call for the vote.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Chichewala?
Yes.
Councilman Crone?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. That, I would like to move on to Orion. Mr. Honeyman, please.
Morning, Chairman. Council.
Morning.
Morning.
Good to see you, Councilman Yates. I've seen you in a long while.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. Did you get a copy of the letter? It was sent to Rob and Ken.
No, I did not.
Right here. This was what, two Fridays ago? Yeah. I was up here on my own accord. I actually talked to management, got approval to come back. So I'm here in representing the company.
Yes, sir.
I'm not real sure how we do this. We tried to get a hold of some folks at the BIA, and we just playing telephone tag. So anyway, the proposal is to go in here plug off the lateral parts of these four wells, maintain the vertical portion of the wells, and take new tube releases on that lease for those, where the surface is in those vertical wells, so we can go in and attempt recompletions on the Pennsylvania reservoirs and Martin reservoirs in those wells. I requested our engineer to get you the plugging process, the procedure for that. He was out in the field all last week, so I will get that too. So with that being said, I don't know where we actually go from here other than this proposal, I guess a resolution on the minimum.
Superintendent.
Actually, the leases are going to be terminated. Once they're terminated, the only thing we ask if you're going to get a new lease from the council to negotiate with him on that is to forego your 90-day, your 30-day appeal. Then that way, you'll give us a letter forewarning that, but then you can automatically come to the council and negotiate your lease with him.
Is that, I mean, part of the resolution?
But once you get termination letters, then send us a letter forewarning the 30-day appeal.
Okay. What about the, because we've been requested to plug those wells right now.
Well, that will hold off on that.
Okay. So just wait until we get termination notices for those particular leases?
Right, just forego your 30-day, give something right, forego your 30-day appeal.
Okay.
And then what we'll do, we're going to hold off on that, because you're going to have 90 days anyway. They're going to negotiate the lease with you in 90 days.
Okay. So. Do we need to do anything then? Just wait. All right, I'll be back. Thank you so much.
Council, excuse me. Council, you have something to ask?
I was just going to ask how long before these leases terminate.
We've already terminated two of them, and the other two are in the process right now. So it should be within the next week.
So within a week?
Yes.
And then you can
I need to write a letter
to them in 30 days. I would suggest that we do do something today, if we can. Because he's going to miss his first window to be able to...
They're existing well bores, so I don't know that we have to do bug studies.
Well, only if you're disturbing. You'll have to get with them about the...
I mean, if the location's already built, you have to do
it. It depends on the vegetation, too.
I mean, they're all rock, and there's nothing there other than
the
rock.
Is vegetation all cut down?
It's all down.
Yeah, I don't think you have an issue then. But what you can check with our environmental group, Ben Daniels, today, and he'll be good to talk to you about that.
Okay, I'll do that.
I think we started as soon as possible. I suggest that we take his deal before that he offered us last week, which was there's these four wells, they're listed here on the...
We have to have that waiver of the 30 days.
We can't...
Federally. This is, he just told us that.
Okay.
And if he's not going to come on you over the plugging, we're in good shape.
Okay. Well, that's a big deal. It's just we don't have to plug those wells, and sure. It's just be a waste.
Well,
okay. Okay. So I'll get two
What's
more letters.
What's the next meeting?
It is originally scheduled for 2014. However,
that's Good Friday.
Yes.
I won't be here.
And neither will we. We need to reschedule.
That's
that.
Right.
30,
yeah.
13th is okay with everybody.
Yeah.
13th.
Yeah. 14th is Good Friday next month.
By then, the letter will be in place, and we'll go ahead and rotate on with the superintendent's report. On four leases? On four of them?
Four leases. Yeah, for the surface location of the well boards themselves. Good?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Moving on.
With that, I look at have an executive session with Rebarred Oil and Gas Properties. Paul, are you ready?
Yes.
I need a motion to go into executive. Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we go into executive session.
I second.
Second, I have a motion on the floor. Councilman Over, second by Councilwoman Boone, to go into executive session. No discussion. Ask for the question, please.
Councilman Bishwalas?
Yes.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcourt?
Yes.
Karen Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Want executive session?
Probably need Richard.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Paul, do you want